This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Uganda's Yoweri Museveni has won a sixth term in office, according to an announcement from the Ugandan Election Commission on Saturday. This extends his 35-year rule after a vote that his main challenger said was marred by fraud. The 76-year-old leader took power in 1986. He's one of Africa's longest-serving presidents. He was accused of suppressing the opposition and media ahead of one of the most violent election campaigns in recent years. Museveni won with 58.6% of the vote, while his main challenger, Bobi Wine, a 38-year-old former reggae singer, came second with 34.8% of the vote. The chairman of the Election Commission said turnout was 57% of almost 18 million registered voters. Security forces poured into the streets of Kampala after the announcement, with one soldier atop an armored personnel carrier urging citizens to maintain social distancing. Museveni, in a wide-ranging speech on state television after the announcement, thanked his supporters and said that now, quote, the only thing to avoid is violence. Germany, France, and Britain are pressing Iran to back off the latest planned violation of its 2015 nuclear deal, production of uranium metal. The three countries said Saturday that Tehran has no credible civilian use for uranium metal. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Thursday that Iran had informed it that it plans to begin producing the metal. Iran has told the IAEA that it hopes to research uranium metal as a means of designing an improved type of fuel. But uranium metal can also be used to build a nuclear bomb, and research on its production is specifically prohibited under Iran's nuclear deal with world powers. This is VOA News.